on this glass wall, what you're seeing is photographs of missing posters, but they're arranged in such a way that they recreate the feeling of going down to New York and seeing those missing posters. And then over there we have a reproduction of one of the impromptu shrines that was created all over New York. And my idea in doing this is to make people feel as present in that moment as is possible, and also to show them an aspect of 9/11 that essentially escaped the media coverage at the time.
It's pretty powerful stuff when you look at this. It kind of brings back a flood of memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. And when I've shown it in New York, one of the things that people do is they look at it and they go, this is true and I haven't seen this before. It's for people who experienced 9/11 outside of New York, it still resonates, I think, often as being true, but also they recognize it as a piece that they haven't seen before. But now that we're almost 15 years on, and especially in a place like a library, there's an awful lot of people who come through who didn't experience 9/11 or don't remember that they did. So for them, it's their only experience of 9/11.
First of all, let's get the backstory. You were living in Massachusetts when this happened.
Sure. Somerville, Massachusetts, which is sort of a part of Boston, like everybody else in 9/11 watching the news. But I just kept getting more and more angst, more upset, that I felt like there was some part of the story that I was just missing, that I was looking at the media and I kept complaining to people and just saying, you know, this is wrong. There's something that I'm not seeing. And one of my friends said to me, why don't you go down and take a look at for what you're missing? And I did. So I drove down to New York, and it was very strange. As you drove down, you could feel the mood shifting and getting less hysterical and more mournful, if that makes sense. Even while in the car, like before I even got into Manhattan properly. And I've never figured out what it was that was communicating that mood change. But you can sort of see that quiet in the photos.
What did you think was missing from what the media was representing in that immediate aftermath that you thought needed to be corrected?
It was a sense of solemnity. For 9/11, when they had no news to report, they put on commentators and re-rolled the footage of the actual accident. And that creates an incredible sense of threat, people speculating about what might be the next terrorist attack. And it's not accurate to what was happening in New York.
So these first photos we're looking at here in the lobby kind of bear that out. Instead of pictures of huge hulking wrecks with smoke coming out of it, we're seeing the human impact. We're seeing people huddled around the walls with all the missing people around there.
These first sets of photos are all shot at Mount Sinai Hospital, which was the medical center, actually, which was the closest emergency center to the towers. So a lot of people were there looking for their loved ones and also just going to sort of experience things. You know, I focused very much on the personal experience.
What do you hope people will take away when they come here and view this?
First and foremost, I hope that it in some way expands their understanding of what happened in 9/11, that they really are seeing something that they previously were unaware of about the events that happened. And then secondly, I hope that it, in some sense it resonates with them as being true. Then finally, I hope it gives them some sense of peace. It's meant to be not a shocking show, not a dramatic review of history, but to be really comforting in a way that people were to each other in New York. So I'm trying to do for other people what my trip to New York did for me.